Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, that wasn't meant to happen, that wasn't, because we said that we were going to play the music at the end of the show. But in another browser, far away from this one, we'd set that to auto start. Now, we stopped the auto start in this browser before the show started this evening, so that shouldn't have happened, should it? You know, technology, it's amazing, isn't it? So because it's actually set to start auto in another browser, it's like it hasn't accepted the change. Okay, whatever. We'll carry on regardless. We're up to seven lovely callers now. We'll just screen the seventh one in just a moment. We will take a break this evening. If we have time to. So 7 minutes roughly per person, and here's Tina.
Good evening.
How are you, Tina? Had a good week?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy. Very, very busy, should I say.
Very busy. So you're still out and about doing your thing, yeah?
Well, I'm planning on going to Gateshead in May. Yeah, I'm planning on going to Gateshead in May, and I'm hoping for a lot more up there, to be honest. Newcastle seems to be my biggest following.
Wow, okay. So,
I'm tutoring as well at the same time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's get on with tonight's show then. Oh, 10 people now. Hey, wait. Okay, we might have to lose some along the way, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, let's see where we are. We'll make a start. Wendy?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Wendy from California, and I have started aligning myself with some local temp agencies, and also been more aggressive regarding downloading my resume into online for job positions. Will I be hired soon? Will I get a job before the end of this month? And will I be able to keep it for at least a year?
First of all, good evening, Wendy. Thank you for calling in. I can actually see you getting hired, darling. But as you know, Spirit doesn't have a timeline. I can see you in I don't know whether it's an office job or some sort, because you're on some sort of computer. Would that make sense?
It will be on the computer, on the phone, and it'll be remotely from my bedroom. I'm not going to go inside a building because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can see you hired. I can see you being hired, darling. Again, I don't know when, because Spirit doesn't have a timeline, sweetheart, so I can't exactly put a figure on it, but I'm being maybe given 3 to 4 weeks at least.
Okay.
Okay. I'm being given 3 to 4 weeks, darling, but that's about as much as I can give you. Spirit are working with you, sweetheart. They are helping you. Because they're saying to me, they've been hearing you asking for their help. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, they have been hearing you asking for the help, and they are working with you, darling. But I do feel as though it needs to be a job that's actually suitable and what hours you can do as well. Would that make sense?
Well, I'm pretty open to the hours because I'll be working from home. And by chance, I spoke to another temp agency a little while ago, and I Terry, who was really nice, and Debbie. They seemed the nicest of all the ones I had talked to. I'm sensing they're going to help me find the right job.
Well, let's hope that they do, because if you're sensing it, sweetheart, then your empathy's working, okay? Your empathy's working, sweetheart, in that sort of respect. Because when you've got empathy inside of you, you do understand and you do sense people's attitudes and people's feelings towards things. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And my sister and I, Leslie, really wanted to move when our lease expires at the end of April, but she has informed me that she's changed jobs, and so her income is not the same. So I don't think that we would be approved, but we don't really want to sign where we are, but it looks like probably we're going to have to sign for another year where we are. Do you think, is that going to happen? We're going to sign for another year?
I can't see any problems with it because you've always been up to date with everything. Okay. So I can't see a problem with that, sweetheart. I really can't. I do feel as though you will sign for another year, darling. Okay. In that meantime, then, that way you can look for another place. Look for something that's more to your liking and more to your satisfaction. Would that make sense?
Well, yes, but the issue is I hope my sister Leslie is receptive to my very tactful and kind suggestions regarding how to build credit, because I had to build mine again too. So
yeah.
If she does my advice and builds her credit, then both of us would be in a better position 1 year from now. So signing a lease 1 year from now together, not separate places, but together.
Yeah, yeah. She's just got to be very steady with money. She's just got to be very steady with money and how she spends it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do feel as though with your talk to her about building your credit, I do feel as though she will sit and listen. The best thing I can do is work out some sort of write a bills down and see how much bills she's got going out a month, and then basically try to do some savings as well. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Just not going out spending money willy-nilly.
Yes, and also she asked me if I would absorb. There's going to be, our rent is raised another $80, and she asked me if I would absorb her half, and I said yes, out of kindness. Not that I really have the money to spare, but I want her and her son to eat. So I was very kind and respectful, and I agreed. But it would be nice to move next year. And so she's very sensitive regarding any questions I may have. So I backed off, but I'll try to be as tactful as I can. And hopefully around a year from now, we'll be signing a brand new lease together at a beautiful new place, because her credit will be improved and mine is greatly improved, but you can always do better. So
you can always do better. I know how you feel with that, because I'm gradually improving my credit as well over here. So I know how you're feeling with that as well, but it's just that she's got to keep up to date with the main bills and make sure she doesn't get behind with them. Do you know what I mean? Even suggest that she has the bills taken out by out of the bank once a month, By, I don't know whether you call it direct debit over there, but we call it direct debit, where the actual person, the people take the bank out, money out of the bank right. once a month.
Right, I'm familiar with that. So
yeah,
I hope she'll be receptive 1 year from now to signing a new lease together at a brand new place.
Yeah, I think she will. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you, Ken.
Thank you,
Wendy. On line one this evening, Wendy. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now then, where are we going? Line two. We're looking for line two, and we've lost them. I see them. Queen.
My queen, good evening.
My lady, happy International Women's Day. Yeah, we are everywhere.
That's the same to
How
you,
are
my
you?
Darling. I'm great, thank you. Absolutely buzzing
thank
at this
you.
Precise minute. Doing well. Got a lot, rid of a lot of stress out my life. So, yeah.
That's good. You don't need that, you know. Bye-bye stress. You know, I have I got an interesting energy while you were talking to the last person. And since
mm-hmm.
I have been focusing on money, acquiring, bringing more money to me, I would like you to look into that, not just for me, because you spoke with her about building credit and credit in the universe. I love this. And how to extract. Accept is even better for you and I,
mm-hmm.
more willingly. We'll put Ken in it too.
Yeah.
We'll put Ken in it too, yes. You got me?
Yeah, I do. I got you. Right. I do feel as though you've got something coming towards you, and I do feel as though there's some sort of monies coming towards you as well. Do you know what I mean? If it's not monies, it's going to be an exceptional good thing for you that's coming towards you. I do think, I feel as though you're going to get your dream. I do feel as though you're going to get your dream. I think that's better payment than any sort of money in the world, wouldn't you think? So I do feel as though you're going to get your dream.
Yes.
I don't know what your dream is, but I do feel as though you're going to get your dream. Would that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, thank you. I feel as though this dream's going to be coming. I think what it is that you want something great to happen in your life, and I do feel it's regarding your work as well. I honestly do feel as though it's regarding your work, because your work is important to you. The work that you do is important to you. And I do feel as though this dream is coming towards your work. Okay. And I do feel as though, there might be money involved, but I do feel as though it's going to be some sort of a show of some sort. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though this show's coming soon. I honestly feel as though this show's coming soon. I'd say within the next 3 to 4 months, this show's coming.
Okay.
I do feel as though somebody's been looking at your art exhibits. Your art exhibits have been something of an interest to somebody. Okay, because they're unique, they're different. And this uniqueness is what this person's looking for. Okay. I don't know where you post, like, any sort of artwork. Whether it's just on social media itself, or you put it onto a website as well, would that make sense?
That would make sense. I haven't put it on the website yet. It is in the museum shop.
That's probably where it's going to come from as well. But things are going to start looking up for you. Definitely going to start looking up for you, because this is what you've always wanted. Okay. And I do feel as though once this dream comes, you feel as though you're going to feel as though you've accomplished everything that you've wanted to do. Okay. I feel as though you've accomplished everything that you wanted to do just about as well. Would that make sense to you?
Well, that's going to be quite an accomplishment. Wow. Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. If that says a lot of things to do.
There is a lot of things to do. I do feel there is a lot of things to do because I feel as though that, excuse me, this is going to come at once. I feel as though it's going to come out the blue as well. Okay.
Okay.
And it's going to be one hell of a shock for you, I'm being told. It's going to be a shock for you.
Wow.
Because I do feel though,
okay,
spirit's organized. Spirit is organizing this. Spirit is organizing
this. That's what it's about.
Yeah, spirit is organizing this because they want you to accomplish something that you've wanted to always accomplish. Okay. And they're telling me that you it's much and well deserved for yourself. Okay. With everything that you've been doing, the work that you've been doing, okay, the work that you've been doing is very much, I won't say God's work, but I'd say the Spirit's work. Okay. And they want you to know that they are very,
yes,
very grateful for doing their work for them. There's something to do with the goddess. The goddess is really, really happy with what you've been doing as well. Okay.
Oh, I give thanks.
I don't know which goddess it is, but there's one of the goddesses that are really, really happy with everything that you've been doing. I'm getting a goddess beginning with the name beginning with T. Would you understand the goddess beginning with T?
Nothing is jumping out at the moment.
Right. Okay. There's a goddess named
Tara. Tara. Mm-hmm. Tefnu. Those are two names. Okay.
Right, because I'm getting a goddess's name beginning with T.
Okay.
And there's something that you've done as well around her work that you've done that she wants you to know that she's thankful for as well. Okay.
Well, I will tune into her. I thank you on International Women's Day. That was interesting. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Thank
you.
Namaste.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. All right. And you might see that, obviously, if you use Google Browser honoring International Women's Day today. And if you use Google to search, you'll see that plastered all over the page there. And they do those things, you know, whenever there's something going on in the world. And it's a worthwhile one, isn't it? Yeah. So many great women, I feel, have shaped the earth, you know. And not just the men. Don't get fooled. So, you know, there's a lot of great women out there as well, you see. Okay. Okay. Right, we're going to move on. Cindy.
Hi.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Tina. Hi, Ken.
Good evening, Cindy.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help?
I was wondering if I have any messages from any of my loved ones that would like to give me some insight.
Okay, darling. I'm getting a male figure, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
and he's saying to me, you've got to stop worrying. I don't know what he's saying that for, but you've got to stop worrying about things. Would that make sense? Things are going to come in their own time. This is what he's saying to me. Things are going to come in their own time. You need to stop trying to rush things. I don't know what he means by that. Would you understand?
Yeah, I'm a little impatient because I'd like to get things moving.
Mm-hmm.
What's the delay? Can he tell me what the delay is?
The right person hasn't been found yet. This is what I'm getting. The right person hasn't been found yet. Well, do you understand what he's talking about?
It's not specifically, but it could, you know, be a lot of different things.
Okay, once you think about it, you'll understand what he's talking about.
Okay.
Once you think about it, you'll understand what he's talking about. But he's saying the right person hasn't been found yet. She's also saying to me, sweetheart, that you need to keep shopping around. I don't know why he's saying that, but you need to keep shopping around, he's saying. Would you understand why he said that?
Maybe.
He's saying. You need to keep shopping around. You will find the person of interest very soon. Person that is interested very soon.
Okay. Is this regarding business?
It must be. It's got to be.
Okay. Because I haven't actually been shopping around anymore. I've just...
You've given up on it because of... it's knocked your confidence a little bit, he's saying.
Yeah, there's just delay after delay after delay, and it's just getting frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was also told a while back about an inheritance that would be coming to me, and there were some delays in that with them locating me from, like, some family members that didn't want it to go through, but that it would find its way to me. They would locate me and contact me. Do you see that happening anytime soon, or is that in the far distance?
I do feel as though that's in the distance, darling.
Okay.
I do feel as though that's in the distance, sweetheart, because I don't feel as though these people can find you just yet.
Okay.
I don't know what inheritance it is. Okay, I'm not being told what inheritance it is, but there's some sort of money's going to come towards you. I want you to know that you've got to be patient. Okay, you've got to be very patient, I'm being told to tell you.
Do you see a time frame or anything coming through that would allow me to move to another area where I would be more successful with my work and more opportunities with my work?
I'm not seeing a very big time frame. They're giving me 12 months.
Ugh.
They're giving me 12 months.
That's another wasted year of my life.
it could be sooner, but if they're giving me 12 months, darling. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It could be sooner, Cindy, but they're giving me 12 months for some reason. Yeah, giving me all 12
right.
months,
well,
darling. Okay. So,
yeah, I'd rather
I mean,
not
basically,
be there another 12 months.
Basically, right, patience is going to have to be a virtue. Okay. Patience is definitely going to have to be a virtue with you. okay, because this is, you can't rush things and you can't rush time, sweetheart. Okay, you can't rush things and you can't rush time, darling. So you're going to have a bit of patience. And this gentleman's saying to me, you're going to have patience. Okay? Patience is a good thing. Good things come to those who wait, darling.
Okay? I've been waiting an awful long time. I'm not going
to... I know you've been
wasting a lot of my life on hold.
Yeah, I know you have. But I've still got to tell you, good things will come to those who wait, darling. I do honestly feel that things are going to come to you, sweetheart. Good things are going to come to you. Okay, it's just a patient thing, Cindy, that you've got to you've got to think about. It's just a patient thing. Okay. You have got spirit working with you, darling. Okay, spirit are working with you. To you, it might not seem like it, okay, but they are. They are working with you, darling, okay? But you've just got to let them do their job, sweetheart. That's all, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, darling.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ken.
Our core queue's going up, and some people are dropping and calling back, so, you know, it's very difficult to follow the call queue, but we're doing our best. Okay. Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, my darling. How are we doing?
I am doing well, thank you.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear from someone on the other side, from my mom's side, the uncle or grandma or aunt on that female side.
Okay. You've got three females with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And they say you've been asking a lot of questions and needing some answers just lately. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm making a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm. They're saying to me, Catherine, why are you asking the questions when you already know the answers?
Because I don't know the answers.
You've got to look deep down within inside yourself to know the answers. You've got to open yourself up and look deep down inside of yourself to know these answers, darling. Okay. I do feel as though these questions that you have been asking, you've been questioning yourself. Would that make sense?
Well, not really. I mean, I'm going forward with my plans, but you know, it's a big leap. So there's always everybody has like, what the heck am I doing?
You've been second-guessing yourself at some point. Would that make sense as well?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. There's where the questions have been asked, because you've been second-guessing yourself. Okay.
Not really. No, there are many things I don't have the answers for. It's nothing about second-guessing.
Right. They've just said they will give you the answers, but they will come in either gut feeling, ideas, or they will drop a sign around the house, round for you. Okay?
Okay.
There is signs coming to you, either as a gut feeling, there's some ideas, or they're going to do something around the house, or do something to give you a sign that they're there and helping. Okay? They want you to know all you've got to do, sweetheart, is just relax. Okay? You've just got to relax and stop worrying so much. Okay, you've got to stop worrying so much, because the worrying I'm feeling is though you're not sleeping very well, because the worrying is keeping you awake at night. Would that make sense?
It was, but not anymore. Last week. No.
Okay, because they want you to stop worrying and they just want you to relax, darling, and you need to know that they're going to help you. Okay?
Okay.
They are going to help you, sweetheart. Okay. I don't know whether these questions are to do with family. Okay.
Oh, yeah, one of them. Yeah,
sorry?
One of them is about spreading my dad's ashes. And
right,
my
okay.
brother and sister don't, they, my brother and sister don't, I can't get a response from them. I don't, seems like they don't, they're not really invested in that. Or it's hard
right,
to, I can't
okay.
see, they don't want to do it. I mean, if they don't want to do it, it's fine. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know. And I'll
yeah.
make my own plan.
Right, because that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. One of the questions is to do with family.
Yeah.
And then being told you only you know what you have to do with that. Okay. Chance again. And then if they
yeah.
don't
oh,
respond,
well.
If they don't respond, you know what you could, you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, of course I want the whole family to be together. But if they
yeah.
choose not to, I can't do anything.
I'm being told to tell you it's a favorite place. If you
oh,
don't.
We know that. Oh yeah, my dad wrote it in the
right.
his wishes. Yeah, the place is not any question. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because I didn't know that, but I've been told to tell you it's a favorite
yeah.
place of your dad's. Okay.
Yeah. Same as my mom. Same as where my mom's ashes. Spread.
Mm-hmm. Your mum and dad are together and that's how they want it. Okay, so I'm presuming your mum's telling me that she wants your dad to be with her ashes as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're back together in spirit, but on the earth plane they feel separated still.
I see.
Okay. This is where you obviously your dad stated where he wants his ashes spreading, okay? But you've got to give your siblings another chance, okay? Then you know what you have to do, okay? But I'm being told to tell you not to leave it too much longer. You understand why I've said that? Catherine?
It looks like we've lost that one, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, we're at the end of the time anyway. Okay, right then. We've got one or two people on steady in the court queue, keep falling off. I don't know why that should be, but we're doing our best. And there goes the bell. Okay, so we're with line five, Yvonne.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help?
Hi, do you see me and James being together in a relationship?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you see me and James being together in a relationship? James, his name is James.
Okay. I do feel as though I see a relationship down the line, sweetheart, okay?
Down the line?
Sorry?
What did you say? A relationship that what? That what?
I said I do see a relationship down the line. There's somewhere
oh,
in
the
distance.
Oh, down the line. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do see a relationship down the line, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, awesome.
But I do feel as though at this precise minute, you're still getting to know each other. Would that make sense?
Yes, we just started, we just met, yes.
Right, okay. I do see a relationship down the line, darling, but you need to get to know this person first, okay?
Okay.
Before, you need to sort of know each other before you get into a proper full-blown relationship, darling. Okay.
Okay.
I'm being given I'm being given by spirit, you need to work on the side of caution. Okay. Because they're saying that they don't want you hurt again. Would that make sense?
Yes, because I just was hurt with the last guy I was with. His name is John. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got hurt pretty bad. Yeah.
You need to work on the side of caution, sweetheart, because they don't want to see you hurt again. Because they saw what it did to you last time. Would you understand why they said that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. This is why they've just said to me, you've got to work on the side of caution. Really get to know this person. Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me. Before you get into a relationship with him.
Okay.
Okay. Get to know the pros and the cons of him. This is what they're saying. Okay. To know the positive and the negatives of him. Okay. They're looking out for you. Spirit is looking out for you, sweetheart. Okay. Do have a male and a female around you. Would you understand a male and a female in spirit, darling, please?
I'm not sure who they are, but do you know who they are?
It could be grandparents. It could be grandparents. It could be an auntie or an uncle. Could be a sister or a brother. Or it could be a mother and a father.
I think the male is, his name is Pac. Can you validate if his name is Pac?
I've got to tell you, he was taken tragically.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Right, okay. I've got to tell you, he was taken tragically. So obviously, this is Pac that I've got. Okay.
Yes.
And the lady, I don't know who the lady is. She's not revealing herself at this precise minute. I know she's there.
Uh-huh.
But she's very...
Probably my auntie or my grandma.
I'm being given... Don't know whether there was both poorly or one was more poorlier than the other before they passed away. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She's saying something about a terrible disease. Would you understand about a terrible disease?
Yeah, that's my auntie. I think she's talking about cancer. She had cancer very bad when she passed.
Right, okay, because she's giving me a terrible disease, sweetheart, okay? This is what she's giving me, okay. I don't know what... they've both seen you go through a lot since they've been both passed away. Would that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Right, okay. This is Mary, why they're probably saying you need to err on the side of caution, darling, okay? Because if you were on the side of caution, I think it's what's happened to you in the past has let them, as this is why they are like they are. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense.
I need you to know that they're looking out for you, okay?
Okay.
They are looking out for you, sweetheart, and they want you to know that they're looking out for you, okay?
Okay.
And they said you've got to take the easy road. I don't know what the easy road is.
I don't either. I wish I knew.
Okay. I think what it is, I think what they mean is by the easy road is take the careful road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By the easy road, I think they mean take the careful road, sweetheart, all right?
Okay.
Because they said they don't want you jumping in feet first.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand why they're saying that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. They said they're only looking out for you, darling. They're not telling you what to do. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
obviously you've got your own free will and you've got your own mind to decide what you want to do. Okay, be very, very careful in how you do things. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to know that they are always there for you. They're always around you, darling. Okay. They're
okay.
always there guiding you. This pack is very definitely guiding you. The guy is definitely
okay.
guiding you all the way, he's saying, okay? He said, since
okay.
I've left her, I've always guided her. I've always guided her. Did he used to guide you on the earth plane as well?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. Because he's saying to me, he's always guided you on the earth plane as well.
Yes, he did.
Okay. So just think they're there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye,
you,
darling.
Mom. Okay. Would you believe that we're only halfway through our callers? Wow. We're just 10 minutes ago. Okay. Ollie, good evening.
I'm coming.
Are you coming?
Hi.
Are you here? Are you here?
I'm just filling out papers.
All right, okay.
How's everything? You doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, to be perfectly honest. Keeping very, very busy at this precise minute. But yeah, I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm getting ready to move.
You got the job?
How do you seem? Yes, I got both jobs, but I'm taking the one that's in the mountains.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you. But how do you see it going with this company? I hope better than the last company.
Will you stop doubting yourself and stop doubting things, darling? Okay. Not every employer. Not every employer is the same, sweetheart.
Oh, I know. I've worked for plenty.
Yeah, not everybody is in the same, darling. And I really don't think that these will do exactly what the last ones did. Okay?
No.
I honestly don't think they'll do exactly the same as the other ones did, darling. You need to start and relax and gain some confidence back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to gain some confidence back, darling, because... If you don't have confidence, sweetheart, in this new job, you're not going to have nothing, are you?
Yeah, but I don't feel that's a problem.
No. You're wondering if you are good at what you do. You're wondering if you've made the right decision as well. I feel that.
Yeah, the other job is more money, but it's two streets down from my mother.
Well, you don't want that one then.
So I did. I made the right decision.
You did make the right decision. I know it's less money, but you'll cope, sweetheart. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You'll cope, because I know you. You're a coper. You can cope
uh-huh.
with anything. But don't forget about your readings. This is what I'm being told, to forget about your readings.
Okay?
You're not to forget about your readings, because... Besides the people that you're helping around where you've got this new job, there's other people in the world that need help with your readings as well.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm getting from Spirit. This is what I'm getting from Spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really good at what you do with your readings, okay? This is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
You have helped a lot of people just lately. Okay, with your readings. And
mm-hmm.
the spirit doesn't want you to stop helping them people with your readings.
Yeah,
okay.
I told one lady that the lady she knows was going to have a seizure due to a drug overdose, and it happened 3 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Freaked me and her out. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I told you was going to get the job, and you've got the job.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet that freaked you out as well.
Not like the seizure lady.
No, not the seizure. No, not about the seizure. Jesus, no, you can't be doing with that. Do you know what I mean? But at least she got the medical help she wanted. Didn't she?
Yeah.
She got the medical help she needed.
Yeah.
But in one way, though, you could have saved that. You could have saved that lady's life. You saved that lady's life in one sort of a way. If you think about it.
Hmm.
Told her that she was going to have a seizure and it happened 3 hours later. But at least it made this other
lady
aware.
Yeah.
It made the lady aware of what was going to happen around this other lady, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? But you saved
that,
basically you saved that lady's life.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? This is where I'm saying, where Spirit are saying, don't forget about your readings. Okay.
No,
not to forget about your readings. All right, darling. But you are going to be settled at this new job. Okay. You are going to be settled at this new job. You're not going to have any doubts whatsoever. Okay. This is what I'm being told to tell you. You're not going to have any doubts whatsoever. You are going to be settled at this new job. And I do see it going well for you, darling. Okay, I really do see it going well for you. And I want you to know that the spirit are going to be there with you, going to be working with you. Okay, because they say they've got a lot to owe you as well because of the amount of work that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got a lot to owe you as well. So they'll be there working with you. Make sure you don't doubt yourself or you don't second guess yourself, we'll say. So you don't doubt yourself.
I think
you
it's natural to get nervous. I think everybody gets nervous.
Oh, of course,
on
it's a new job. Of course it is. It's a new job. It's a different place, okay? Different people.
Yeah, ran differently. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not going to know what some of the clientele are going to be like. We'll say that. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? This is going to be a good thing for you. Going to be a challenge, I do feel. Not in a bad way, in a good way. I do feel it's going to be a challenge in a good way. Okay. And I want you to keep going at it and put all your effort into it, okay? Because I could probably see you going somewhere with this job as well, Holly. Okay. I could probably see you going somewhere with this job as well. All right, my darling. And I do feel as though it's going to work for you. I honestly do feel as though it's going to work for you, darling. Okay. And I want you to know it's going to work for you. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I want your confidence to be up there. Your confidence needs to be right up there, darling.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. But I do want you to... Things are looking as though they're on the up for you. Okay, things are looking as though they're on the up for you now, darling. And I do feel as though things will start and change as well. I think things will start and change for the better as well for you. I do feel as though there could be romance as well somewhere down the line.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling, thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye, darling.
Congratulations on the job. Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Okay. Right. It's hard to get work now these days. Okay. Right. Let's see where we are. Lisa.
Hello.
Good evening, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help, darling?
Yes, I'm calling. I've been kind of stuck on my spiritual path, and I just wanted to see if there's anything good that's coming towards my way.
I do feel as though there's something good coming towards your way, sweetheart. Okay. Your spiritual path looks as though it's going to start opening up for you. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to know that your spiritual path is going to start opening up for you. And I want you to know that you need to keep on that spiritual path as well, because I do feel in some sort of a way you can do what I do at some time, in some point. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Would you understand that that you've not been meditating as much as you should do?
Yes, I do believe that.
Right, okay, because meditation is your key to your spiritual path, darling. Okay,
okay.
It is a very big key to your spiritual path, sweetheart, okay? And when you're in meditation, it's when spirit can actually connect with you.
Okay.
And spirit wants to connect with you for some reason. Okay, they do want to connect with you for some reason, because they're saying that they want to work with you on something. There's something that you're wanting to do, but they want to work with you on it. Would that make sense at all to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
This is where you've got to open up a lot more, darling. Okay, this is where you've got to open up more. Maybe in meditation more, you've got to open up, okay?
Okay.
You've got to try and reach your spirit guide.
Okay.
You're being told you've got to try and reach your spirit guide, okay? Because your spirit guide is your most important person to talk to. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You've got to try and talk to your spirit guide about what you want to do and get your spirit guide's opinion as well. Okay.
This
is what I'm being told to tell you. All right, darling.
Okay.
Please, please, please abide by what your spirit guide says to you or the feelings that you get. Okay, because I'm sensing that you've been getting quite a bit of feeling. Okay. And you've not been told, you've not been acknowledging these feelings. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. The feelings that you are getting is spirit communicating with you, darling. It's spirit communicating with you. And they want you to start, when they start sending feelings to you, sweetheart, they want you to start acknowledging them feelings. Okay.
Okay.
This is where they want you to know that you're going to be okay and they are working with you, because I feel as though this something that you want to do could turn out a big something. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. They're showing me a vision of a church. Is it a church or is it some sort of, I don't know what it is. They're giving me either a vision of a church. They've just put either a vision of a church in, or a sort of like family. I don't know what it is. Maybe a hall or something, or where you want to speak or where you're going to speak. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, because this is what they're giving me, darling. They've just put Justin Vision into my head. Okay.
Okay.
It's something either going to be talking like either a priest or a pastor, or just somebody wants you to go give a talk on something. Well, do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Because I'm very confused of why they've done this. They all of a sudden just put this vision into my head, okay. And they're saying, this is where she's going to be. This is where she's going to be. Okay. Would you understand this is going to be in the next few months or the next few weeks?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand that. Yes.
Right, okay. Because that's what they're giving me. They're giving me the next few months or the next few weeks. Okay.
Okay.
they want you to know that you are going to do a very good job of it, but you need to acknowledge the feelings and the emotions that they are giving you. More feelings than emotion. Okay?
Okay.
I do understand you've been feeling nervous. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You've not got to let anxiousness get the better of you. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Please do not let anxiousness get the better of you.
Okay.
Because for some reason they're giving me anxiousness. Would you understand anxiousness?
Yes, very much so, yes.
Right, okay, because this is why they're saying don't let anxiousness get the better of you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Because you know when you're going to speak that you are going to speak it and you are going to put it out there to people. I don't know whether it's people who need help or whether it's people who need some sort of guidance in their lives, but I do feel as though when they're saying, when you do speak it, please speak it as it is. Okay.
Okay.
Would you understand why I'm saying that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Please speak it as it is, okay? Don't mollycoddle the sentences. They're saying to me, don't mollycoddle the sentences. Would you understand when I say mollycoddle, would you understand why I'm what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Okay, it must be another English term. Don't beat around the bush, basically. Would you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Right, okay. Mollycoddle must be an English phrase that nobody's ever heard of. Okay. Don't beat around the bush, darling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey. Thank you, Lisa. I think Prima, you know, sugarcoating, Lisa. Don't sugarcoat your sentences. Yeah, Terry has it here. There she goes. Bless her heart. Okay, right. Yee-haw. Where are we going? Ah, we're almost there. Oh, line 7's disappeared. Oh, that was line 7. We're not line 8. Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing yourself, mate? How you doing? Okay?
I guess I'm all right. I'm just calling to ask about my love and money.
Your love and money.
I'm with someone, but when I try to be with someone else, nothing happens. And I don't know if I had a little spell on me or what.
I don't feel as though you've got a spell on you, darling. I'd instantaneously pick that up. Okay. You haven't got a spell on you of any sort. Okay, that I can tell you, darling, because I can instantaneously pick that up. That's another side of me that I can pick up, okay?
Okay.
You haven't got a spell on you, sweetheart, all right? And I do feel as though you're with somebody, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we argue a lot and I'm tired. I think we're going to break up.
Right, okay. Okay.
Well, when I try to be with someone else, nothing happened.
Is this because you're with somebody already?
I don't know. But nothing happens. I could be naked in front of me and nothing won't happen. And that's been for years. You know.
Okay. Well, that I can't give you the guidance on. Only you can make the decision of what you want to do. Okay?
Right.
You can only make the decision on what you want to do, sweetheart. Okay? I can't influence that at all. Okay,
right.
Darling?
What do you see happening?
Sorry?
What do you see happening with that? You see me breaking up and getting with somebody else?
Again, I can't influence that, darling, because it's like me interfering with your free will, darling. You've got to use your free will to understand what you want to do.
Okay.
Right.
I know it's a difficult position, but it's like some guidance with it. But I do feel as though I can't give you that guidance, obviously, because you've got to use your free will. Okay.
Right.
The money on the other hand, I can feel as though you owed some money. Would that make sense?
You say the money works, as money's coming.
I feel as though you owed some money from somewhere. Would that make sense? Somebody owes you some money.
Okay, yeah. My biological father died 2 years ago, and he lost the will, but he had willed me some money. That might be it.
Okay. I do feel as though that's coming. Okay. I do feel as though it's coming. Yeah.
I don't know if that money's coming, but I feel like a lot of money from somewhere else is coming. I just don't know how or I don't know where or how.
I do feel as though you've got some money coming, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel as though it's a considerable amount of money as well. All right, darling.
Okay.
I can't say how much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel as though it's a considerable amount, okay? And I don't feel as though that will was lost. It was misplaced.
It was misplaced, darling.
This is what I'm being told. It was misplaced. Somebody thought they put it somewhere, but it's in a total different place, but they just can't find it.
Right. I thought they stole the money.
No, I don't feel as though they did. Okay. But I do feel in some point, somebody's contested it. Somebody's contested the will somewhere. Okay.
Right.
And I do feel as though it was a female that's contested the will.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know who it is, but I do feel as though it's a female. It's either a female that's influencing a male to contest it, or it's the female herself. Okay. But I do feel as though there's an influence of a female somewhere.
Okay. Do you see any girls coming in my life? Any new girls?
Maybe down the line, but you've got to get yourself sorted out of where you are at the minute. Okay.
Okay.
You've got to get yourself sorted out at the minute, okay? If you're going to break up with this lady, then tell her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do it properly, I'm being told to tell you. Okay?
Right.
I don't know who's telling me. There's a female telling me, okay, that you've got to do this properly. You can't... I think it's some sort of experience with this female that I'm getting, okay? I do feel as though when this female was on the earth plane, a male cheated on her. Would you understand any females of that sort?
There was one that passed. I did it briefly. She was crazy.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though it was a male that cheated on her. But now she's in the spirit, she knows different. Okay, so it's either she cheated on him or he cheated on her. Okay, and I want you to know that.
Okay. So,
yeah. So you've got to do it properly.
I've got good stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, you've got some good stuff to look forward to. I do feel as though there's some good coming into your life, darling. Okay? I really do feel as though there's some good stuff coming into your life. When is another question? Okay? Spirit doesn't have a timeline, darling. So it could be at any time. All right, darling? So I do feel as though Spirit is going to be coming into your life and they are working with you at this precise minute. Spirit works with them. If you keep asking for guidance from Spirit, then Spirit will start and help you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Jessica.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are we doing?
Good. I'm packing. It's amazing on how this, so first off, how much I've grown in, the 3 months that I've been living here. And also, it's amazing that this place used to bring me so much peace, and now it, sort of makes me restless because it's mm-hmm. time to move. So just wondering in general what you're picking up. I mean, I'm dealing with a lot of, tiredness and exhaustion, and I'm trying to just sort of rework my stress levels. There's sadness that's been coming up, which it's weird because that's coming up again when I'm getting ready to move. For some reason, when you pack up stuff, I don't know, it makes you sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you been meditating?
I did today, but I need to be doing it every day. But I just, half the time, I don't feel like it.
It doesn't matter whether you feel like it or all three tight. It needs to be done just to bring you some peace and calm into your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your stress levels are so high. Okay, darling. And moving is a very, very stressful thing. It's a very stressful thing.
Like, I try to figure out, am I stressed? Because I have nothing, there's really nothing, there's nothing really going on. I mean, but I'll have bouts of stress that'll happen, but then I'm, just sitting around outside. So I can't really sort it out.
Yeah, moving is very, very stressful, okay? It's very, very stressful moving is, and I do understand and I do sympathize where you are, okay, with the moving and the stress level, sweetheart, all right? But you just need to relax a little bit. Relax your mind, okay, because it's more than guaranteed that your mind's on overdrive. Understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I can't seem to understand why my soul or, I put myself in this situation that it was, stressful for me to move here, and now I'm moving again just, 3.5 months later.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
its purpose here, but I just, I just want to relax into a place and settle
in. Where you don't have to move again.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You just need to relax your mind, darling. That's all I can say is just relax your mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'll be your mind that's on overdrive, darling, which is making you feel restless yourself.
Okay.
Don't mm-hmm. overthink things. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Don't overthink things. And if you think you're overthinking things, darling, go into a meditative state. Okay, go into a meditative state and just let the emotions and just let the nervousness and the anxiousness, just watch them go by, okay? Just watch them go by. This is all
okay.
I can say.
Okay.
Okay. And then just don't think about it as they're going by. Just let them go out of your mind, okay? While you're in that meditative state, sweetheart, you need to start and think about all the positives as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about all the positive things that you've got going for you. Okay. Basically, you've got going for you the move. You're going to somewhere where you don't have to move again for a very long time. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. See, all you've got to do is just think about all that in a meditative state, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll notice your mind relaxing and your mind's calm, okay? And you'll notice that you get a good night's sleep as well.
Yeah, I
need
that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm getting.
Are you picking up anything else, in other topics?
The thing I'm picking up on is I feel as though it's a career move or a career of some sort. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking up on that. I do feel as though when you move, your career will pick up as well. You'll start to do what you like to do best.
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though it involves animals somewhere.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay, I do feel as though it involves animals somewhere. Okay. And I do feel as though you'll do well. I do honestly feel as though you'll do well with that. I do honestly feel as though you'll do well with that because you and animals go together. Okay, you and animals go together. All right?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
And I do feel as though you can connect with animals as well and know what they're thinking. Okay, darling. So I do feel as though it's going to be a good career move for you as well because I feel as though many people around where you're going to be moving is interested in what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the things that you do. I don't know, for some reason I'm getting therapy of some sort. Would you understand therapy of some sort?
Yeah, that's what I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. They're giving me therapy, all right, darling. And I'm being told your therapeutic will, your therapy will start and help a lot more. Okay.
Do you actually, something actually with the move again, do you see somebody coming in and helping me move?
I do, yeah. I do feel as though somebody's going to come and help. I don't know. I'm picking up a lot of people or a few people. Okay. I am picking up a few people that will come in and help you move. I don't know whether it'll be family, whether it'll be friends. Do you know what I mean? I just see people. Okay. I don't know whether you've asked for help to be moving. Okay.
Yeah, I need it. Like, I want it. And, I actually see a guy helping me, like, a boyfriend or something like that, helping me move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken, too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Jessica. Ready. Okay, let's
see. How many we've got left?
Oh, gosh, you're on our last two. We're on our last two, thank God.
Right,
okay. Right. Christy.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
How can I help?
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I was wondering if anything comes through. It doesn't matter. Anything specific, it doesn't really matter right now.
Is there anything particular you're looking for?
A move, but I've been waiting for that as well. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not this week or not, but I don't know.
Okay. I can see you moving, darling, but I don't know when. All right, darling.
Uh-huh.
You have got spirit working with you. Okay.
Okay,
spirit are working with you and they are listening to everything that you're asking them. Okay, so
okay.
Because they're saying that you've been asking quite a few questions, would that make sense?
I've just been asking for help. I feel like I'm, like, stuck.
Yeah.
And
you're feeling tired.
Daughter and
you're
stuff.
Feeling, I'm getting the feeling of you feeling tired, sweetheart.
Yeah. Very.
Okay. Because I'm getting the feeling of tiredness around you, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to start. I feel as though also feeling as though you're overthinking. You're worrying a lot. You're overthinking about things as well. Okay.
Yeah,
I feel as though
true.
You're worrying about stuff and you're overthinking. This is where, again,
yeah.
You need to start and relax a little bit, darling. Just let go with the flow and let everything come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just let things come to you in a natural order, darling.
Okay.
Okay. Just let things come to you in a natural order. All right?
Okay.
Let them come to you as it's supposed to be coming to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got spirit working with you because you've got quite a few people around you, darling. Okay, I don't know how many loved ones you've got in spirit, but you've got quite a few people around you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling there's at least two females and two males around you.
Okay.
Okay. I do feel yeah. there's two females and two males around you, sweetheart. Okay, and they're
yeah.
all working with you. This is where I'm getting told to tell you you need to stop worrying much. Was you a born worrier?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting told, yeah. sweetheart, and I don't want to let anything out too much. But I'm getting told, sweetheart, that you've worried, like, you've been a born worrier all your life. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I always worry and overthink.
Yes. Well, sometimes you worry over the smallest things as well, I'm being told.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, you worry over the smallest things and you need to stop with the worry so much.
Yes. All
right, darling. You've just got to let things come to natural order.
Okay.
The one gentleman I feel as though you could have been very close to. Okay, is that
well,
a grandfather figure?
Dad.
It could be. It was either a grandfather figure or a father figure.
My father.
Okay. And I need to tell you, you know that he's there, and you understand that he's there. Okay.
Yeah.
He's seen some. He's. I don't know whether I'm getting this right. He's seen some tears from you just lately.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's been sat at the side of you with when these tears have been falling.
Mm.
Okay, and he's been comforting you, sweetheart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're going to drive yourself insane, he's saying.
Yeah,
okay, you're going to drive yourself insane because he doesn't want you worrying like you do. Okay.
Okay.
He's making a joke now, okay? He's making a joke now, and he's saying to me, I've got to tell you, worrying is about as good as raising your blood pressure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you worry, your blood pressure goes up. And he says, instead of your blood pressure going up, darling, it wants to go down. Okay.
My blood pressure is high, actually. You're right.
Yeah. Well, do you understand you've had a bad headache just lately?
Yes. Yes, I get migraines.
Okay. Because you've had
a
bad
day.
Headache. It's
yeah.
saying to me, tell her I was there when she had a bad headache.
Oh.
Okay. And with this bad headache, he's saying to me, you wasn't very well at all.
No.
Okay. This is what he's giving me, darling, okay? This
okay.
bad headache, it was you looked as though you were as white as a sheet. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't do me well.
Yeah. But this is why you need to stop worrying as much, because the worrying is not going to be able to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good whatsoever, okay?
Uh-huh.
I need you to know that he wants you to know that things will be okay.
Okay,
okay?
That's good to
But
know.
With Spirit's help, it's going to be okay, darling. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to understand that Spirit are working with you, okay? Even though, again, it sometimes feels as though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling? But you've got to understand that they are. All right?
Okay.
Please have a little bit of faith, I'm being told to tell you. Sorry. Please have a little bit of faith, I'm being told to tell you. Okay?
Yes.
You've got to have a little bit of faith in yourself, okay, and have faith in others as well.
Yes.
Okay. He wants you to calm yourself down, okay, darling, he wants you to calm yourself down. There's something about you've got to reevaluate something that you need to reevaluate. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. He says, this is what he's just given me. It's a reevaluation of something. Okay, darling?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. I needed to hear that too. So
okay.
Thank you, Ken, as well.
Thanks very
much,
sweetheart.
Thank you, Krista. Well, we finally reached you, Nebula. And you are our last call this evening.
Thank you. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. Can I take your name again, sweetheart?
Nebula.
Right, okay. How can I help?
I have a question about, it's twofold. My job as it stands, and just trying to get some clarity about my job and my interactions at my job, or people's interactions with me. And then also I'm thinking about moving and looking at a possibility of opening a business that I would absolutely love to open, but I'm not 100% sure. But I have family who are in the industry that can help, and I'm scared. I'm scared. I don't know.
Right, okay. So, yeah. I can feel that you're going to start your business, darling, and I do need you to know that your family are meaning well, okay? Your family are meaning very, very well for you, okay? They only want what's best for you, even though sometimes I feel as though you think they're interfering. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's not that they're interfering, sweetheart. They just want what's best for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
They understand your feelings, okay? They do understand them feelings that are coming out of you, and they want you to know that, okay?
Okay.
But please, please understand that they are doing the best for you. This is what I'm being told to tell you, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to stop. You've got to stop and stop thinking that people are trying to take over your life. This is what I'm being told, okay? You've got to stop thinking that people are trying to take over your life, obviously, because they're clearly not. Okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to understand, you need to understand that people are not trying to take over your life, okay? And I do feel as though there's one part of your family that does want to invest in this business as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, okay. They're not taking your independence away from you.
Okay.
They're not taking your independence away from you. They're just merely helping you to get on the right path and get on the road that you want to travel.
Gotcha.
Okay. With that, then, yes, I do feel it. Okay, darling. What was the other question?
My job that I'm in right now, there's also some possibilities there. And so a lot of things have been thrown my way as opportunities. And I'm just like, internally, I get feelings of like, I don't want to self-sabotage even in the moment. So also, I don't do that to myself, but I feel like people around me are, look to inadvertently sabotage me at
right,
my job.
Okay. Do you feel also that there's some negative people around you?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. I think this is the reason why you want to start your own business, because of the negativity at your job. Okay, this is where I'm feeling I'm connecting the two, sweetheart. All right, darling?
Okay. Yes.
And entirely again, it's your free will at play here. It's your free will at play here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The angels can give you ideas, and the angels can give you help with that. But I do feel as well that you do need to talk to your family, okay? And don't brush off anything that they say to you.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I'm getting. Don't brush off anything that your family says to you.
Yeah.
Because, they want what's best for you. They can see sometimes, I feel as though when you're in a world of your own and you're in a world of thought, they can see straight through it. Would that make sense?
That That makes sense. That would make sense.
Okay. This is where I'm getting it from. All right, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
They definitely don't, they don't want you to play everything by yourself. Okay.
Right.
You need to
I get it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to play everything by yourself. They don't want to take anything away from you. Yeah?
Right,
I can see
right.
that you're a very independent person, darling. And when it comes to help, you think you're kind of, well, do I ask for help or don't I ask for help? Do you know what I mean? You're one of them people that are very independent and on their own. And if you ask for help, you feel ashamed of yourself. Would that make sense?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
I'm older now, so my ambitious self is not as prevalent as it used to be when I was younger. But I just I execute things better myself.
Yeah.
And so sometimes if I needed help, I probably wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you do that, you do need to sort of like listen to the family and see what the family's got to offer. And I do say offer, not say offer. Okay.
Yeah. To offer, yes, that's the key word.
Yes, they need to. It's not what they've got to say; it's what they've got to offer, sweetheart. Okay.
Yes, that's so much.
And when they offer something, think about it. And if you want to take the offer, then take the offer.
Okay.
But if you don't want to take the offer, it's entirely your free will or choice.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you understand? Do you see where I'm coming from?
Absolutely. I think you might even be slightly ahead because I can see where this is. Well, I need this advice, especially going into the rest of this year, when I know that I have to be more decisive about which way I'm going. So
Definitely. Yeah. So do you feel much better now?
Oh yes, because you know, let me tell you, right? I think I talked to you guys maybe like a year or so ago, and we were talking about teaching, and you guys were like, call me back. And I have been trying to find you.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so it's just today that I happened to stumble up on you guys again. So everything that you said the last time about me teaching and my daycare and all of that didn't go into the daycare, but something very close. I ended up starting this art program for my school. And and so I teach an art club for my school, which is crazy because I didn't see it that way, but I'm doing everything.
You're still teaching, right.
And I get to control it myself. So things have really gone in a really great direction. So I want to keep doing that for sure.
Well, if you feel as though there's any advice that you need again, sweetheart, you can either contact me on Facebook or you can email me.
Absolutely. I can contact you now that I know this is it.
Yeah. There's email and Facebook, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. I'll show you.
Thank you very much
for
calling in.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Deborah. That's right at the end of the show then, ladies and gents. Okay. Thank you all once again for being here with us this evening. And thank you. Tina, for a wonderful show this evening, because Tina's not had a break at all this evening. Hour and a half, ladies and gents, so, you know, it is a lot. Hour and a half. So we're going to play that music then to play out with, and that will go into the archive player, and we are supporting the Ukraine people. By trying to send them some positive vibrations, if you will, if we can't do anything else. So I can't understand a word of this, but here they are. They're called the Sixers, and there are six of them, and this is what they do.